Hi everyone, this episode is not to be missed. We've got onboarding experiences, we've got demos, and we've got our amazing guest.
So for all of you who do not know Lauren Bardeen, you have been missing out, but today you're gonna meet her and you're gonna hear about how she leads customer empathy for the Power Platform, and you're gonna hear about her very interesting side hustles.
Teenagers.
Two of them. Stay tuned.
Hi there again, welcome to the Less Code, More Power show. We've got an epic show plan today. So, we have got amazing Lorraine on the show. Donna, would you be able to just do the honors and introduce our amazing guest?
Yes, absolutely. For those of you tuning in for the first time, I'm Donna, she's Sarah, I'm Fox, she's the cat. We're your hosts of Less Power, Less Code, More Power, where we talk about amazing people like Lorraine who are using the opportunity of less code, more power to do extraordinary things in the world. Mm-hmm. So Lorraine, we've known each other a long time, so rather than me introducing you, it would be amazing if you could tell our audience, what do you do? How did you get into Power Platform? What do you do right now? What's your deal? You know, things.
Okay,
and then
cool.
She's got a cool demo to show us.
Okay. So, as you know, I've been at Microsoft for not 100 years, but close, about 17
rounding.
And a half years.
Yeah.
Right now, I have a great job. I just started up a pretty new team in the Business Applications Group. So,
wonderful.
The Business Applications Group under James Phillips heads up all of our Dynamics 365 and Power Platform products for the company. And that's one of our big clouds. It's our sort of business applications cloud where workflows and companies are able to be successful, productive, healthy, happy, all those things. Mm-hmm. The new team I'm heading up in that engineering team is called Industry and Customer Success. Mm-hmm. And we just really realized that we have a great opportunity to serve our customers better, to make our products better by really paying attention to the specific needs of industry, and then by following that all the way through the customer lifecycle through to deployment. Yeah. So also in my team, I don't know if you've heard of Fast Track and our CAP programs for Dynamics and Power Platform, those are all on my team as well. And I should have planned ahead for two, but like any new team, you have to have new swag. And so, Donna, this is an industry and customer success jacket for you.
That is epic.
Which hopefully you'll be wearing most days going forward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
so
I love this.
It's a great team. Yeah. We do envisioning, customer prototyping work right up front in close partnership with our industry sales and strategy teams, with our industry marketing teams, with Azure, with Teams, with Microsoft 365.
Yes.
Lots of engineering teams across the company coming together to really really make our products make sense to our industry customers. To me, I see it as like a customer empathy thing.
Yeah,
you know, we're already
amazing.
Incredibly focused on bringing value and empowering our customers, but it's different when you understand the world they live in,
right?
And you can really talk about what does it mean to be in manufacturing today.
Right.
What does it mean to be in financial services today or healthcare, et cetera?
Yes.
That's what we're focusing on. And so we're both bringing Dynamics and Power Platform to the table for those discussions and for these big digital transformation opportunities. But we're also bringing industry needs right into our products, into the roadmap, into the backlog, and making the products better.
Making it relevant for them.
That's
absolutely.
Right.
Yeah. And really speaking their language, which I love.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
For those of you who don't know, Lorraine used to head up exactly this kind of work for the Mixed Reality Project.
Mm-hmm.
So she worked with all of these intense industries
trying to
figure out how to transform like Japan Airlines and you know the PGA golf people.
That's right.
And like old school freaking industries.
Yeah, I mean it's actually it's weirdly similar because we have this incredible opportunity with the incredible invention of HoloLens to think, how will this actually right now, today, not in the future, but today transform and help our customers be more successful? And the answer over and over and over was through first line workers, in manufacturing, in field service, in retail and healthcare to a certain degree.
Right.
And so the apps that my team created and then shipped through as part of the Dynamics portfolio, things like Remote Assist and guides and then Product Visualize, started all as HoloLens apps and then have extended to also be available on iOS, Android, et cetera, so that workers can be more effective. And so that experience has been directly applicable now as we've expanded to look at the entire portfolio.
I love that. Yeah. I love that all of you and your teams are always intensely focused on speaking the customer's language.
Right.
And I think that those deep personal stories of not just the customer, but their business and the business problems they're trying to solve and how your team elevates those up to, you know, the CVP Satya level, circulates right. those stories.
Do you know, we actually have a part of our team kickoff, we always spend time to really come up with a name that makes sense, and it might not seem that creative, but it took a lot of thought for us.
So it resonates.
Industry and customer success. We're here and we're measured by our customer success.
That's right.
And so that That's matters right. for both the industry and then for our customers overall.
Right.
We also do things like come up with a North Star yes. and really emphasize our values that are from Microsoft level on down. Our North Star actually talks about finding the human truth behind every business problem.
Yeah.
And so to your point, you know, the way we see it is like we're never going to make something, whether it's a video or yeah. write code yes. or do a customer workshop, unless we're really pursuing all the way to find that human truth behind the problem, because that's right. the sustainable right. understanding mm-hmm. that's going to make us a true partner to that customer.
That's right. You're not yeah. just trying to sell a product and say, you know, here's, I want $100, here's an app, see you
that's
in 5
right.
years, right?
That's
like,
right.
good luck maintaining this.
And I've also found yeah. that, like, if people say, well, we don't really need to find the human truth, this is a business problem. It turns out mm-hmm. businesses are full of people.
Humans.
That's right.
And funny that,
learned,
right?
We've learned so much from that. Like, I'm just inspired so much by our fast track teams who solve these really hard yeah. problems with customers who are yeah. deploying incredibly complicated systems.
That's right.
And when the most complicated, hardest problems that they are able to solve always get down to human truth.
Human truth.
You know, this department didn't talk to that department.
Right,
or
yeah.
There's, you know, like, excuse me, yes, there's a technical architecture challenge, but it's because this person retired and, you know,
right.
no one knows how to update that system.
Right.
So really, it works across the board in our group.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
One of the very interesting conversations I had with someone on Lorraine's team was about healthcare. How when many companies go and pitch tech solutions to healthcare, mm-hmm. we say, this will serve your clients well. And people in healthcare say, I have no idea what you're saying.
What is a client?
What is a client?
Yeah,
you mean
right.
patients.
Yeah.
We have
yeah.
patients. So just using the right
That's exactly
language.
Right.
And
yeah.
your team does such a good job of deep dive researching the humans mm-hmm. and what their business looks like and the
That's
language
right.
they speak. It's like going to France and, you know, speaking German and expecting people to understand.
That's right. And actually one of the products that we make out of our team is mm-hmm. it's, you know, it's a product. It's our accelerators, as they're called. And they're
right.
actually industry extensions to the common data model, which
right.
has been adopted across all of Microsoft
right.
To provide, sorry, I was sick last week,
it's
provide
okay.
standard entities to really make our systems easy to use and predictable
right.
and to make different sets of data talk to each other effectively. Excuse me, I'm getting ready
PowerShell.
For the demo.
Yeah.
The accelerators are industry extensions.
That's
so
right.
if you already are a customer of Dynamics CRM or something, and you download the healthcare accelerator,
yes.
it'll just replace the fields with fields that are familiar to
I
you.
I love that. Yeah.
And it also is, they're also created to enable our ISVs to get going quickly to build
right.
their own applications.
Right.
So help in that industry.
So they
That's
can already
right.
imagine
right.
themselves.
Mm.
And they
right.
already know
yeah.
that it'll work together with all of Microsoft's
right.
products.
You've just saved
yeah.
all of that time. Because
exactly.
who wants to go renaming fields, and
right.
who wants to go doing
That's
that,
right.
it means they've got
right.
much more time to actually solve the human problem behind
That's right.
what
That's exactly right.
I love
yeah.
that. So
yeah.
it feels like, oh yeah, this already belongs to us because
yeah.
we already speak our language and it's
exactly.
already kind of in what we use.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
I love this episode. It's really
yeah.
like empathy based. It's actually
yeah.
very human. This is one
yeah.
of the things we really wanted for the show is mm-hmm. to be able to really shine a light on the actual human beings as
yeah.
part
mm-hmm.
of the apps. Like
Absolutely.
Both the people who make the apps, but also the people that are actually behind the apps who
right.
we're making the apps for.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's right.
Amazing.
So we hear you have something cool to show us.
I do.
All right.
I have
do.
An app, and so I thought I will try not to cough through it. But so
we're talking about humans,
we
right?
Love,
yeah, humans.
yeah.
We love Power Platform.
Yes.
We use Power Apps just as a way of running our business. I mean, I think a lot of times the way a Power App starts is, you know, very organically,
yes.
very sort of bottoms up.
Yes.
And in this case, a couple PMs on my team,
oh.
you know, Microsoft, we're lucky enough to have incredible HR systems and
yes.
recruiting systems and all of that. And still, hiring managers
yes.
struggle to
oh
remember
gosh.
Everything they need to do.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then a lot of it is still manual for them to
yes.
remember to email someone or to
yes.
go get something or to check a
they
laptop.
They need a chair. Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple PMs just put together a onboarding app. For our team.
That is so
it doesn't
amazing.
Replace anything,
nope.
any existing system. All it does is pull information.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know,
yeah.
Power Apps is a no code,
yes.
Basically app builder that enables anyone who has no development experience to pull in existing designs, existing
right.
modules, and connect into existing systems of data. And then also you don't have to worry about governance, compliance, privacy, you know, because you're completely covered. So let me show you.
Please.
I have some great news. So you can see up here, industry and customer success. I have a new hire who's going to be starting soon. So I'm going to show you what the experience is like. I'm going to onboard this new hire. Let me just show you how I would walk through this. Her name is Donna.
Look at the branding as well.
Look at that.
She's going to be starting on Monday.
So
I didn't
tell
you this, Sarah, yet, but this is great news.
So lucky this new hire.
She's a full-time employee.
You've got some plans.
She's a software engineer, and she reports to Lorraine Bardeen.
This is the best poaching.
This is so great. It's over.
It's done. It's recorded in the system. It's in CDS now.
So I'm not going to go through all these steps right now, but I can then assign your onboarding buddy.
I
think pick LaShawn, maybe. You guys are already friends.
Absolutely.
Okay, and then I can put in the desk, or I can order a desk, and then I'm just going to add you here.
Yeah.
Did you go with the
desk?
Give
me a minute. I skipped
open space.
Because I want to show you a couple more things. So give it a minute to process, because now what it's doing is it's placing it into our different sort of systems. And okay, so let's go. Now, one thing to know is because you're going to see in a minute how I've set this up in the Power Apps Canvas, this is also firing up a bunch of Power Automate flows.
Oh,
so you can see, check your inbox for an email with your open tasks. Mm-hmm. So these emails have already been fired off. The onboarding buddy got an email saying what to do next, hiring manager, et cetera. Admins have gotten emails about this person who's starting.
I love how it's so helpful. Like, it actually doesn't just say, by the way, this has started. Yeah. It's actually saying, these are the next steps.
That's right.
That's actually, really, really good.
And then you can go to your dashboard overall and look at the organization.
Yes.
So let's go to the
dashboard. Oh, that's very, very cool.
Okay, so there's Donna. She's starting pretty soon. Here are the other people who are starting.
Cool.
And then, now, what I've just noticed when I'm looking at this is, this is not very helpful, starting on date. I forgot to update that. Right now, it's just is the word date. So shall we go fix it?
I think we should
together.
Fix it. Look at
I
this
think we
real-time
should
debugging.
Okay. So now, as you know, Donna, you've been building in Power Apps yourself. On the left over here, you have the parts that are editable. On the right, you can see the sort of modules and components.
Yes.
So let me just, let's see. I think it's on, It's not down here. Let me get the
add new hire screen. Nope.
Down. I think it is. Let me just find it for a minute. It's not on the email screen. I think it's on the gal section. There we go. My slider wasn't showing up very well. Okay, so it's not an intro screen.
New hire?
No, it's. I just need to. You know, one of the fun things is remembering how you designed the whole thing.
Exactly, and what you named it.
I'll find it. Don't you worry, guys.
But this is awesome because it actually shows. Yeah. So for those people watching, this is the designer experience.
Yeah.
This is pretty much how your app is built
exactly.
and how you can access everything.
Yep.
Pretty sure it's in the gal new hire here. There we go.
There you go.
Start date.
Find it.
Yes.
Start date.
Okay, so start date's right here.
Yeah.
Now I see it's highlighted correctly, so I'm going to go in look at this. Code. Now, anyone who's used Excel, which is most people in the world,
or even
this will look familiar. This is not intimidating. Yeah. So I happen to know that this start date function right here, all I have to do, I'm not even going to type anything. I'm just going to copy and paste it in place of this word date which I don't want the word date.
Right.
Paste. And
there you go.
Come on, you can do it. Paste. Okay.
Yep.
So now I can just get rid of that code. Look. It's already all updated.
Up
and there's Donna starting on Monday.
Look at that. Love it.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's wicked.
So obviously I can go in and change anything I want. I can make it look different.
Yes.
I can add new little data fields. I can I've got everyone's pictures in here.
Yes.
There's your manager, there's the executive admin who supports you. You can see that it needs action because people haven't taken action on those steps and you're starting very soon. And then in general I always use the same sort of call to action for folks. You've just seen me do some very, very simple stuff.
Yes.
Over here, just a reminder for everyone, here's the Power Apps page.
Yes.
It is very easy to just watch a couple videos.
Yes.
Try a little something out. And the great news is there's a lot of templates that you can actually start from.
That's
so you
right.
can start and play around a little bit with a template, like I did, just go and change one thing or whatever. And actually, there's a little meta, but you know how we have a new hire onboarding app that I just showed you.
Yes.
We also, for many of our teams, require each new hire to make a Power App as well.
Oh, that's really cool.
In their first couple weeks.
Because
it gives them a chance to play around the system and they've made all sorts of fun things.
Yes.
So interns do this too. So like
interesting
an intern last summer did it was amazing. She was like, okay, I want to wear a different outfit every day this summer.
Okay.
So she did a wardrobe planning power up.
Yes.
Another one said, I don't want to miss a single intern social event, so I'm going to pull in all the data sources and have some prioritization code in there to help me make a decision.
Yeah.
So anyway, I would say there is no reason not to just play around a little bit. Have fun. Make a silly app or make something that just replaces or makes a workflow a little bit more efficient for your own team. Mm-hmm.
If you can play with Legos, you can play with Power Apps.
That's right.
I think every episode we've got like a little bit of a catchphrase.
Yes.
Like from our guest.
Yes.
I love that one about Lego. That's amazing. Yeah. And what an amazing call to action. So for those people, for our audience, you know, we're so passionate about having that call to action and really having that personal app and just being able to go ahead and get started.
Yeah.
It's always the push. Like we were chatting before the show and we were talking about how everything new is always a challenge.
Yes.
Everything new is always something scary, even going into a building you've never been in before is really challenging. And you know, it's same thing with app development, but you're gonna love it. It's so easy and that's just
and
a great
everything
call to
feels
action.
Familiar because you've used all of it before.
Exactly.
All right. Thank you so much, Lorraine, for being here and sharing your hire onboarding program.
Yeah. Anytime.
And for the lovely
guest. I can't wait for you to start on Monday.
So exciting.
It's
going to
be amazing. Sorry. I mean,
no, it's okay. We can, you can come for another show and
so
I can be onboarded. That's fine.
Exactly.
Great. Thank
All
you
right.
so much.
Thank you, everyone.
Thanks.
I'm Donna. She's Sarah. Till next time. Less code.
More power.
Bye.